Moncrief on News Talk.
Increasingly, men have a preference about how they smell, but what that smell is can vary widely. For instance, John Larkin is the founder of a company called The Black Stuff, which produces soap made from, among other things, stout. Afternoon, John.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. So if someone uses your stout soap, how strongly of Guinness do they smell?
Thankfully, not at all. We use Guinness to make the soap, but there's no scent that lingers behind, and we boil off the alcohol before you use it.
Right.
So it's a nicely scented soap of it's kind of a woody, spicy smell.
Okay, so
but doesn't smell of the Guinness, thankfully.
Okay, so why do you put Guinness in it then?
Well, Guinness actually, well, stout has great properties for your skin, actually. The hops is really good. Good for your skin, and the sugar in the beer adds to the soap as well. It gives a kind of, it adds to the lather of the soap. So there's reasons to use it.
Right.
And also, you know, great marketing.
Oh, right. Okay. And you also use Barry's tea in one of your soaps.
Yeah.
So I assume that's great for your skin as well?
Well, tea has antioxidant properties, I believe. That one's more, it's really more just about making it interesting and using Irish ingredients in the soap. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, but if, say, somebody, for instance, was to do a test where they used your soap in the shower, or they used, or they doused themselves with a bottle of Guinness, could we say that, you know, it's 50-50 that the Guinness be just as good for their skin?
Definitely not.
So the Guinness will be better. Is that what you're admitting here, John?
No. The soap will be better for them. But the Guinness would be more enjoyable maybe for everyone else who was witnessing the test.
Yeah. And so why should there be a specific soap for men? And how does that differ from a soap for women?
Well, there's no difference, obviously, between our skin. Anyone can use our products, and we've got male and female customers. But the reason it's, I suppose, for men is that the scent profiles are masculine. So I just created soaps with scents that I personally liked, you know, and they definitely veer masculine. You know, if you ask my wife if she liked many of them, she would have said no.
Yeah.
But I like them. And we sell to blokes, yeah.
Yeah, and it's only Barry's tea. You don't use Lion's tea. That's a quite a controversial stance to make.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that was up for debate when we were choosing which tea to use. And Barry's won out. We had a little bit of a vote amongst our customers, and Barry's was voted in.
Yeah, and so is that a Cork kind of inclination you have?
I don't know. I don't really have much preference, but I do prefer a cup of Barry's tea. Yeah.
Okay, John. Thanks very much for talking to us today. That's John Larkin there, founder of The Black Stuff.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.